I tell you one little story. Yes, three. Oh, you like that? It's a short one.
Like the three little pigs.
She said like the three little pigs.
Oh, the three little pigs. But I'll tell you about one little pig. I'll tell you about one little pig, and that's me. And you know, I was very little like you, Sophie. And I was there, and Baba was seated on a chair, and lots of his lovers were before him, his Mandali and others from Ahmednagar, and they all gathered, and they were singing, and ghazals going on. But you know, this greedy little pig thought, I'll have Baba as well as a lollipop, both. So before going and sitting beside Baba, which I always did, you know, I knew that I would be privileged to do that, and because I was little and Baba would want it. So what I did was, in those days, Sophie, you wouldn't believe it, candies were that big. You know those big marbles? Have you seen those big marbles? But candies were as big as those big marbles, and all kind of stripes on it. And I'd gotten some from Pune. So I put that big lollipop in my mouth, and I said, all I have to do is sit next to Baba, be with Baba, enjoy my lollipop, and listen to the singing. Well, see what Baba did. I sat next to him like this. He was here. And he caressed me and cuddled me, and all of them were looking at me because I was beside Baba and the others were facing Baba. And I could almost hear the gasp of envy. Look what money gets. Sort of, you know. And then Baba very sweetly put my head on his lap, you know, and caressed my hair. And I thought that was great. And I was hoping everybody was watching that. And then Baba put his hand on my head in tune with the music, and then he just kept it like that, so I couldn't lift my head. Now, I was having a problem. Big candy in your mouth, try and do that. This position of the head, the big thing in my mouth, Baba's hand on my head, and now all that saliva was, that sweet, sugary thing was gathering, collecting, and all my mind was in that. Now, how will I swallow it? It was worse than the dentist. Now, it's coming, it's gathering. Oh, what shall I do? Go. It's done, till the next time. But it took a long time for that candy to melt. It took a long time for the singing. It was ecstasy and agony together. And when I got up, I said, that was the first lesson. You can't have it both ways.
Don't mind it.
All this in heaven as well. You know, Baba, at that time should be Baba, then the candy could be later. Yes, Sophie?
There's some big pieces of strawberry gum, you know, those huge pieces.
Huge, that's it, yes. That's it, Sophie. I'm sure you understand my thoughts.
You know what, my friend had some, and you know what, he had was in half if you wanted to chew it.
Oh.
He had two friends over.
Oh, yes. That's what friends are for, candy.
It was big enough for three people.
One candy big enough for three people? Well, are you sure you're not talking about a watermelon?
No. It was about that big. It was like, you know, a ball or something. But it was skinny, you know, like a candy bar.
Oh, like a candy bar.
But not
you see, we had the British kind because it was the British Raj rule during our time when we were little. And chocolates and candy were very cheap. These big, big candies, one pie, two of these big ones, you know. And they had these stripes, black and white or colored. Oh, Sophie. You know what Baba would do? Okay, he would bring candy. And he would just have one. He would put his hands behind his back. And then he would say, which one? And we had to choose. But Baba was so kind, he would have one in both hands. So when you chose, he always made you feel that you had guessed right. You didn't ask about the other, but he had one in the other hand too. He would make faces to make me laugh when I was as little as you.
Like,
he'd wiggle his mustache.
That's what, when my big friend Robin, who's six, was over at my house. Well, once my daddy gave me two suckers for each of us. I got a brown one, and my friend got a red one.
Oh. Why didn't you keep the red one? You wanted to give her the red one. Oh, that's nice, Sophie.
Red and blood, I think.
Sophie, will you sing for them the song you sing when we put the paper boats in the pond?
Boats of pond.
Yes, come on, sing.
Boats.
Okay. Hey, hey, Baba, you the captain of my boat. Hey, hey, Baba, you the captain of my boat. Tra la 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 la. That's right.